government should have prepared the minds of the Ghanaians. Now every Ghanaian is going through some mental torture, panic, fear. These people, what will be the implication? What will be the security implication? Would Al-Qaeda, the group that they belong to, now attack our interests outside Ghana and within the country of Ghana? What are we going to do when that thing happens? So the government should have conscientized the minds of the people before bringing them in. The people want to know. We are hearing, I've listened to the comments on radio, on television, and all that people want to know is the security implications. What will be the security implications? What will be our position, our people outside? How would Al-Qaeda, the group, how would they take it? So we need to know from government. The minister must appear before parliament and brief us. This is what we request. So that the people will know. The people will put out their fear. We will call the minister before parliament. Direct. Talk to the whole nation. Explain. We hold the minister to parliament and then he will come and say. So we can request speaker, and then speaker will allow the business committee to prepare and invite the minister to come and brief parliament. Both of them, that negotiation was done, and nobody knows about it, and we are hearing and reading in papers. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration also appeared.